This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Sounds like 7 after the hour. Here it is on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug. Hello. There's Jennifer over there, Victoria, Kara Schillen. All of us are here to celebrate the fact that today we have one world. Or do we really? When I tell you some of the stories that I have experienced on this trip that I've just come back from over the last 10 days. Well, and
10 years.
I did some time traveling. Which
it
I
felt
will
like 10 years.
What, for you or for me? What, it felt like
no,
I was
I'm
gone?
Teasing. It felt like you were gone a long time, yeah.
Well, I was. I don't think I was gone that long last year, was I? How long did I go away?
This felt longer.
Yeah. I think it was a little... And I didn't worry about you a bit. I was told by my ears that you and all the three of you and Richie did a superb job in covering what needed to be covered, and that I can go away anytime and no one will worry. I didn't get into whether anybody would miss me or not, but as I look around, I'll sprinkle in some stories about the trip to Italy and this place that was nestled in the mountains. First snow of the season there, the same as it is occurring around the country here because the weather is kind of weird. Well, not weird, it's just we're into fall and actually only, what, 5 weeks away from winter? Five, 6 weeks away from the start of winter. So all of these reports of record lows, especially up here in the Northeast, you'll feel it where you are in New York.
Oh, I already do,
pretty
yeah.
significantly, yeah. Yesterday, I got back here. Yesterday was really one of those days. And by the way, traveling, the rep or rap on travel internationally has been pretty bad when it comes to experiencing what, you know, goes on in the United States and how tough it is to get in. I had pluses and minuses in that experience. There are some people that were associated with this place that I visited for the past 10 days that have, over the past 25, 30 years, traveled a great deal to America and helped a lot of people because it's that kind of a place. And so the government has cracked down on having people come from places like this, which is a teaching facility, basically. It was a learning and teaching experience. That's where I went, to have experiences that I don't have. I'm not one of these people anymore who just wants to travel somewhere to walk around or look around. That doesn't appeal to me anymore. What appeals to me is learning about other people, learning about other things, and expanding my horizons. And that was the spirit in which I took this trip to a place called Damanhur. If anybody wants to look it up, I don't know whether you ladies did or not, Damahur, in this place in the Alps where Italy, France, Switzerland, and Germany come together. So not only were there many people speaking Italian, and it's been a while since I've been around a lot of Italians, and the flowering and the way they express themselves is just fabulous. But a lot of Germans, you may have seen a posting, I think you... did I put up my... I don't even remember.
I didn't see anything from... We didn't see a single picture from your whole trip.
Really? I thought I sent you back a picture on...
No. It's okay.
That's radio silence.
Yeah, but it's okay. I mean, that's what vacations are supposed to be about.
Well, this was I had a sing fest with a bunch of Germans and Italians. We had a restaurant evening. There were seven of us that were in this particular group. And we got to be very close. It was that kind of a trip. But we had experience because this place caters to people who want to learn from all over the world. And because of its proximity to France and Italy and Spain, France and Germany and Spain, there were a lot of people there that we shared experiences with, even though we didn't speak a common language. And it got me to thinking how similar, and I've said this before many times on the air, how we all are very similar. We all want to have a couple of square meals a day, a roof over our head, protection for our families, and that's it. You know, there's a lot of hidden animosity that people still have toward the participants in World War II. Well, the Germans who were there, I mean, Germans are Germans, and Italians are Italians, and French people are French people, and we don't like Parisians, and they don't like us. And the Germans are rigid, and they're inflexible, they're tough, straight, and I found myself with the with the Italians just, you know, just loving to be around their energy. But they're all very different people, and you start to think, how come these countries are so close together? Why are these people so different? It's a cultural thing that certainly has grown up over the years. But when it came, we had a dinner one night, which is where I was going with the story, and we all were together, and we had experiences that day together, even though the translations were being done in English, in German, in French, and in Italian. Not so much in French, but mostly Italian. I got to the point where I could really understand whatever, you know, you talk about immersion and being around a culture or around a language, and I got to the point where I was really understanding what many of these Italians were saying, and I didn't need the translator. But the point is that this night we all got together, and for some reason or another, I got up after I was finished, and I'd had a little glass of some kind of schnapps. I don't know what the hell it was. But I,
uh-oh.
Yeah. So I, and there was this German guy, no, he was a Swiss, who also, we had sort of become friends during the day. And so we started talking to each other in a way we could understand. And he wanted to know if I knew who John Denver was. And I said, of course, John Denver was a fabulous singer. And he said, do you know the song, it's very broken English, Country Roads? And he started to sing it. So, of course, I...
Oh, boy.
Jumped right in.
No.
And we had this sing fest of these French, Italian, German, and Americans singing. We sang Country Roads. We sang a couple of other American songs. And then for some reason, he started singing Old MacDonald Had a Farm. And I led the whole group with the silly stuff. And the people in my group who had gotten used to me at that point...
It only took them a few days. I mean, we're in years here.
Anyway, there's some pictures and video of it. I'll have to find it. I thought that I had, because I saw the pictures. Maybe they're on my Facebook page, and I didn't get them to you.
It's possible that maybe Nicole did some posting for us.
Yeah, I don't think that it makes...
I think we had you blocked while you were gone.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's just the idea of being able to travel, it's so easy. I was not tied up at all. A lot of these people were telling me how tough it was to get into America anymore, and they're not able to come over here and do their teaching, and that upset me. But for an American to go through the system, I had a good night's sleep last night, but really the effect of the travel from the day before was that I get up at the equivalent of 9 o'clock on, what's today, Thursday. So on Tuesday night, our time, 9 o'clock, I get up, took a shower, we got in the van, went to the airport, and I flew from Turin to Amsterdam. And when I got to the Turin airport, it's not a big airport, but they're very efficient. And I was in and out of passport control literally in 2 minutes. And nobody ever looked at my bag. And I didn't buy a lot of stuff anyway because I travel lightly. I bought a few gifts here and there, but nothing serious. And the efficiency and the pleasantness there. Then getting to Amsterdam, there's a different kind of system. But it was kind of fun to experience it because there is they're again very systematized, and the people who are the equivalent of our TSA are is so much better, so much more thoughtful, so much more customer oriented. This Dutch guy brought me into, and I, because of where I was sitting, I suppose maybe they treat you a little bit differently, but not outrageously. As I was watching, I'm an observer. I watch how people come and go and what they do. And anyway, this guy asked me some questions about where I'd been, and I told him I was in Turin, and I was at this place called Dom and Her, and he said, well, what did you do? Because they were trying to find out whether you're giving them a line of BS or not. So I looked him right in the eye. That's what you have to do when you travel with these guys and they're asking you questions. You don't look away. You don't blink your eyes. You don't look down at your shoes. You look them right in the eye. And I told him that I had been involved in time travel. I had been involved with astrology. I had been involved with past life experiences. And he looked at me and said, have a wonderful day, sir.
He's like, I'm not getting involved with this
one. Nope. I'm not having that conversation. I'm moving right. And so I had another
good ride. I wonder if I would work on jury duty to get out of that, too.
I don't know. You can try it.
I'm really interested in time travel.
Yeah.
And
I'm time traveling right now. I'm going to be here from the future.
Well,
I know
the verdict. If I spend too much time talking about it, people will think that I'm a lunatic. And so I don't, every once in a while, as I said, it'll color the conversation that we're having based on the experiences. But generally speaking, I'm very happy. I'm specific. Yesterday, I got home, I changed my clothes, and I got on a tractor and worked until dark. And Meredith and I had a nice quick dinner last night, and I was in bed about 8:30. And so I'm raring to go, gang. It's always good to travel, but it's great to come back to where our... I certainly had a new family in this trip, gained knowledge and focus on a lot of things, and feel very close to the people that I spent this time with, because we were very involved in very personal stuff. But it's nice to be in this environment and to be back into the mill, if you will, on what is essentially World Freedom Day. Today is World Freedom Day. Federal Observation, which commemorates the fall of the wall in Berlin. Remember when Ronald Reagan said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. And that's what basically happened. Didn't happen until, what was it, 2001, I think, or something like that. And George Bush was the one who declared this to be World Freedom Day to celebrate the reunification of the people who were behind. We used to call it, when I was a kid, nobody ever calls it that anymore. We used to call it the Iron Curtain. Did you ever use that phrase, any of you, when you were going to school?
I've heard of it.
Talk about it. Yeah. That was,
for
but
communism,
it's not used.
Though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought that was communism or
on
Cold
one,
War.
Well,
or
but the Iron Curtain was represented by the Berlin Wall, because on one side was freedom and the other side was not. And so that kind of the ideology and stuff that was so different. And so you see, and this experience I've had over the past 10 days, there are lots of different ideologies expressed. The people live differently, and there's much more focus on the individual and work and how people separate themselves for purposes of their own, I suppose, mental health. People are not, companies are not allowed to use the internet and email to have back and forth with their workers after a certain period of time. You can't be sending emails and stuff. Really interesting. A lot of talk about vacations and health care and that sort of thing. 20 past the hour, DJV time.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Guys, come into JCPenney and get ready for the holiday season. Wednesday through Saturday, select Dockers signature khakis are just $36.99. Or get 50% off select Arizona and St. John's Bay apparel. Plus, get $10 off with coupon when you spend $25 or more on select items throughout the store and at jcp.com. Hurry in. These deals can't be beat. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 11/8 to 11/12. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
My babies fly like a jet stream, high above the whole scene. Love me like I'm brand new. So call it what you want, yeah, call it what you want to. All my flowers grew back as thorns, windows boarded up after the storm. He built the fire just to keep me warm. All the drama queens taking swings.
Let's see if I can get myself up to date on some of the things that have happened the past 10 days that I have not paid attention to, because I really haven't paid much attention to anything. I'll have to get you to give me an update on some of the things that are going on. The only thing that people were talking about in the environment that I was in the past 10 days was Kevin Spacey. That was a major
crazy
topic of conversation.
Big one.
Yeah, it is. All right, meanwhile, here's Taylor Swift, who has something of a confrontation going back and forth between her and I guess the ACLU's involved in this now, because she sent a letter, or her legal beagles sent a letter threatening a lawsuit to PopFront for a blog post titled "Swiftly to the Alt-Right." Because some of these nutbirds, like the old KKK, the skinheads are using some of her music. Is that what this story is all about?
She's being accused of appealing to those white supremacy groups.
In what way, Victoria?
This blogger says through her lyrics that speak to their anger, entitlement, and selfishness.
Is it specific? Is it does the lyric line? I haven't heard the song or songs in question. Mm. Is it specific? Does it say? Does the song say "I love the KKK" or something like that?
No,
she left that out. She edited that out.
Well, what do we know about her?
Absolutely insane.
What do we know about her politics and her attitude towards?
Nothing. She's never talked about politics that I know of.
Nope, that's true.
So is this a bunch of nothing? What is this? I'm trying to figure this out here.
You know,
apparently she sent them a letter, and then the ACLU said that, I don't know, that the article was a mix of core political speech and critical commentary, and basically is saying that, like, she shouldn't come after them for saying that. But, I mean, if I was a singer and someone associated me with the KKK and white supremacy, like, wouldn't you say something to them, too? I mean, she's very legal happy. Like, I feel like she goes after everybody, so I don't know if she needs to do that, but I would certainly be unhappy if I were her. I don't really understand why the ACLU is stepping in.
Well, I guess they're trying to protect the free speech aspect of it, but...
I guess. Well, but have you ever even heard of Pop Front? It seems like like a very small publication that's kind of trying to get some media attention.
Sounds like they've done it.
Yeah.
I'd say they've been very successful by the looks of this thing.
Yeah.
It's true.
I never heard of them before either. Anyway.
You know, Taylor Swift's new album, which dropped, I think, while you were gone, the first three songs, they're just very, they're angry, and it's all about revenge, and...
What does she have to be angry about? She has a great life.
Well, she's still mad at Kanye, I guess.
Yeah. And she's had a terrible, she goes through men like crazy, and people knock her for that, because now she does it publicly.
I'm going to bet there are some issues here. She has her own issues. That have not been dealt with.
Maybe I still like her.
Remember last year we said,
we were done with her last year.
I was done with her, yeah. Because she pretty much had created situations in which the attention that was brought upon her was negative, first of all. And her attitude seemed to be, I'm the queen of everything, and if you don't like it, you can lump it. And I think you do lump it. You just ignore her. I think you just hit it on it. One of the keys here, Jennifer. You go through men like that, there's something going on with you. There are issues here.
Well, if you do it as publicly as she does, she was practically staging photo shoots with the paparazzi. So
Okay. All right, so that's the update on Taylor Swift. Thank heavens we figured that out. 28 after the hour.
Wash the dishes. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In Zen, they say that there are two ways to wash dishes. The first is to wash dishes in order to have clean dishes. The second is to wash dishes in order to wash the dishes. The difference lies in focus. The first approach has a person doing something while thinking of some future time. The second has the person fully present in the moment. Having goals is wonderful, and they can certainly be helpful for us. But being present right now is a gift beyond any goal. Whatever you're doing today, in fact, whatever you're doing right now, be fully present. To learn how to wash the dishes in your own life, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Once you leave, nobody's really happy to have to go back to the hospital. That's why everyone from the government to healthcare organizations themselves are working to reduce readmission rates.
And we want to do it because it impacts patients' lives and care, and reducing those rates is important.
Dr. Aaron Leppin says it lowers cost and improves quality of care. In an effort to find out what works, Dr. Leppin reviewed almost 50 separate studies.
When we pull together all of the studies, the overall effect is that, in general, when you try to do something to reduce hospital readmission rates, it will work, and it will reduce them by an overall average of almost 20% of a reduction in readmission rates.
He says the most effective interventions are those that really look at the challenges patients will face at home, be they physical, mental, or financial limitations, or other personal factors that might cause patients to become overwhelmed by their care. When patients are overwhelmed, it can lead to readmittance. For more information, talk with your...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system. which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It is 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the DJV Experience, me telling a few stories about the trip, but more importantly, what's been going on here. The usual gossip about Meghan Markle, that seems to be proliferating things. But Kevin Spacey, and this, I came home to the local news here in Boston. With a former news anchor's daughter, I think, or son, that accounted some experience between Kevin Spacey and this youngster in Nantucket. There's a police investigation going on there. This guy's career is over, I think, and it's a shame because he's a very good actor. but he apparently is a lech.
He's a predator.
Putting it nicely,
he's got a taste for the young boys. And that was, I know that actually broke right as you were leaving on your trip. And I think it was, I know it was a surprise to me. I shared with the ladies that I got to interview him, and he was one of the most charming, charismatic, I think really the best interview that I've ever had with a big Hollywood star. And he seemed humble and kind, and boy, it just shows you how that can, those characteristics can exist and probably help people who want to pray. Did you guys hear about
personality disorder, I guess, much as anything else, isn't it?
Did you guys hear about Charlie Sheen?
No, what's the latest on him?
Yeah, that's a weird one, right?
Okay, so also, since you've been gone, Corey Feldman has been back in the news. You remember Corey Feldman and Corey Haim?
Yeah.
And Corey Feldman has said for years that he was victimized by a pedophile ring in Hollywood, that he and Corey Haim both were victims of sexual abuse by multiple people in Hollywood. And he always threatened to come out with the names, and he said he was going to do it in his book, and then he didn't because his lawyers pulled the names out. And then he said he was going to tell people again, but he had to raise $10 million first to raise the movie. So it kind of attacked his credibility a bit.
Yeah.
But now another source has come out and said that Corey Haim was victimized by Charlie Sheen, that Charlie Sheen raped Corey Haim as a kid when they were working on the movie Lucas together, and that was one of the reasons Corey Haim found drugs and he could never recover from that moment. So those are the latest. He was trending all day on Twitter.
What about Charlie Sheen? What does he say? Anything?
Yeah, he said he totally did. He denied all of it. But, you know, when someone else who worked on that same movie said that it wasn't rape, it was that Corey Haim and Charlie Sheen, even though Corey Haim was only like 13, that they were consensually had sex and had smoked pot together and whatever. And then when Corey Haim wanted to go, you know, hook up with him again, Charlie Sheen iced him. And, you know, maybe some self-loathing, I don't know, there's some other stuff maybe going on there. But that was the story that someone else who worked on the film said. That it wasn't that, you know, Charlie Sheen, assaulted him.
This whole business, Corey Haim, Corey Feldman, and that stuff that went on at that time, there was some reason, and I think I did interview him once, and I'm fairly good. No, it's not about me blowing my horn, but I've been talking to people all my life, so I'm pretty good at sizing them up pretty quickly. And there was something about him.
Which one? Which Corey?
Haim, the one who's dead. Haim's the one who's dead.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was something about him that just didn't add up. It didn't feel right. He didn't feel like he was attached to. And it was like he was having almost an out of body experience. The guy wasn't there. And whether that. And he
was on a lot of drugs.
Yeah. But then do you go there because of things that are going on in your life and you're trying to escape? Or do you go there because there's some kind of the abuse that goes with what are you doing to yourself kind of that? I just didn't feel like he was attached to any kind of reality. And he was very much about himself. It was all about him. I mean, really, really.
That could very well be. I mean, Corey Feldman has basically said that when you look at a lot of the child stars as they grow up, they all end up with drug and alcohol problems. And he said a lot of that stems from the sexual abuse they endure when they're young, and they don't deal with it, and they don't tell anyone, they don't go into therapy, and then they just turn to drugs and alcohol. Yeah. Corey Haim's mother admitted that he was sexually assaulted, but she claimed it was only one time and one person. Corey Feldman said that he knows it was more than that, so it's a lot of he said, she said, and Corey Feldman says it's his mother trying to ease her own guilt, which could be. I mean, Corey Feldman's kind of making a lot of sense, actually.
Well, there's this whole business about what your parents do to you to make you a star. Look at Judy Garland, if you go back that far, and what her parents allowed the studios to do to her when she was, what, 13 years old? How old was she? 13, 14 years old when she did The Wizard of Oz, and her life was never the same after that. She got hooked on uppers because she was trying to go to school, she was being tutored, she was learning her lines, she was all of this stuff, and so she wasn't getting any sleep, and in order to have her perform, the studio gave her what is the equivalent of uppers, and she was hooked on it for the rest of her life. And you saw what happened to her, alcohol and all kinds of other things, as her life went on, and it destroyed her. And I think there probably have been a lot of people who have been destroyed. Tell me about this Mariah Carey thing and her being accused of sexual harassment. What is that all about?
Well, did you hear the details of this one, Jen?
I didn't know. Okay. I know. I'm listening. You're picking me up here.
Her
You're
former
just getting back.
Her former bodyguard is suing her for a couple hundred thousand dollars. Most of it is because he claims that she still owes him money, actually, for work he did. But he claims that he was summoned to her bedroom and she was wearing a see-through negligee, and he was uncomfortable and tried to leave, and she insisted that he, like, unpack her luggage for her while she was standing there propositioning him. And then he also claimed that she was having sex with someone that she was dating, and she insisted that this bodyguard was in the room at the time. So there might be some sort of kinkiness on Mimi's part.
Totally yeah. Buy that one, by
I
way.
Would, too.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's go one step further with this. I sent an email to Jennifer while we were gone. And I, what was the word? Did I call you dear or something? What did I say?
I'm pretty sure she told us about this on air.
And I outed you. I read it all on the air.
So this came from there was a discussion going on about some person making a statement about a lady's pair of shoes. And I'm trying to remember the context of it. But the woman, and this is why I'm trying to, you know, buffer some of this stuff, because they're really bad things, like what Weinstein did and what Spacey did and some of these other people who really are leeches and you know, they need to be moved away from regular society. But then there are other things where there are other circumstances where this just goes too far. Some woman, and I don't, again, I'm trying to put it into context because I read it and I think I was on a plane when I read this. Some woman at work, the boss said to her, "My goodness, you have a new pair of shoes. Aren't they lovely?" And she accused him of sexual harassment. Oh, I mean, geez. At some point, that kind of stuff. See, that's where it goes. Then all of the good, and I say good in quotation marks, because it is necessary to weed out these people from society who have gotten away with a lot of stuff.
Well, it sounds like she didn't like her boss to begin with.
Well, but
because,
Doug,
if you told me that you liked my shoes, I like you, so I would take that as a compliment.
Yeah, but that's why I said what I did to Jennifer, because I know her and I knew what her... I was just playing with her, obviously, but under this, because she and I know each other so well, I don't have to, but I did it because I think when I sent that to you, I had just read the story, Jennifer, about this woman accusing her boss of sexual harassment because he said he liked her shoes.
I think it also, it's so hard to tell in situations like that because, you know, sometimes bosses say things and, or sometimes people in general say things in weird ways. So there's a difference between saying, "Hey, those boots are really nice," and saying, "Hey, baby, those boots are really nice."
Yeah,
so
but it's just, you know what? We've gotten so sensitive.
That's right.
And I
think that's it. Yeah.
I don't want to be, I don't want to live in a world where people are, you know, be preying
Weinstein
on each other and all of this.
We don't want them in our world.
We don't want that. But, you know, everybody needs to take a deep breath and realize that we're all just human and we all have our flaws. And you know what? Sometimes we're going to say stupid stuff that we don't mean and it's going to be fine. And sometimes I'm going to say, "Oh, yeah, you big stud, Doug. And I don't need you to sue me if I call you a stud." I mean,
I guarantee
you.
I will not ever do that, Jennifer. Ever.
Okay.
All right, so let's carry one step further. In Framingham, we had an election because we went from a city, a town to a city. And there were two candidates that made it, a fellow who has been in politics for a long time in town, who's Italian, and he was the fellow that I supported because he understands what I'm trying to do to save my farm. So he was pitted against a woman who was a teacher. She lived in Framingham 30 years. She was at the she worked at the Museum of Fine Arts, a lot of different things, but she's black. And so during the latter part of the campaign, there was a subtle sort of ripple in town suggesting that the people who were her handlers were telling people, "If you don't support her, you're a racist." And I thought to her, I want to punch somebody in the mouth. No, I didn't. But I when I hear that kind of stuff, it again, it goes to the core principle of what we were saying about sexism, or whether it's a sexual assault to say to some woman, "You like her shoes." Well, if you tell me that I'm not voting for this woman because she's black and I'm a racist, you can kiss my butt. But there's so much of that now. People are sensitive to it to the point where they sort of recoil and they think, "Well, I want to get along with everybody. Maybe I should be voting for her." I'm not saying that's why she won, but she's in totally not capable of doing what she's just gotten herself into. And it's too bad because she actually, I've met with her on three or four occasions. She's quite a nice lady and she is very smart. But she was brought into this circumstance by some people, I think I know she, you know, she knew what she was getting into. But to have the supporters say to people in a subtle way, well, we don't want Framingham to be known as a racist community. If she doesn't become mayor, it's because she's black. Give me a break. But that, you know, how many people will say that? In this,
well, you're
in
not that
climate.
Far out of Boston, and Boston is the most racist town in America.
It is,
so,
really,
I mean,
yeah,
I kind of understand why, you know, some people may, you know, may think that she wouldn't have gotten elected. Clearly she did, so it, you know, it shouldn't even be, it's a moot point right now,
right? It is, yeah, but it just, it's one of those things where you pick up the entrails of those conversations, Victoria, and I don't like it, I don't like that.
It's stupid to say that anybody would or wouldn't or shouldn't vote for someone based on the color of their skin.
It was
ridiculous.
To vote for me to vote against her because the people who supplied it, actually, I might have in a different circumstance voted for her. But the people around her who are supporting her and her, who got her going are people that are not my friends, shall we say. Mm-hmm. And so that's the reason. And I made it very clear to her when I met with her. I made it very clear to one of the fellas that was supporting her that actually helped put it all together, that has been my friend for 45 years, that I couldn't support her because of these people that were around her who were doing everything they could to knock my legs out from underneath me trying to save this farm. So anyway, but it's the more
maybe
that
now that she's in, maybe
things.
You could, you know, you'll have a relationship with her.
I will have. Yes, I will. Yeah. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, I would like you to think about how you feel at this very moment. Victoria said to me earlier that she was feeling tired. She's not getting good sleep. So I know that you were sent some of that krill omega 50 oil with the CoQ10 from Purity. And I think if you were to get on that and stay on that, it's not the panacea, but man, is it good for things like achy joints. I've told you the stories of my shoulder and my knees and my ankle and things that are because I've worked hard on the farm all my life, I may not have paid as much attention to some of the signs of, as some of my friends lovingly put it, signs of aging. But because there are a lot of people who do have decreased mobility and your energy level is beginning to wane somewhat, me on the farm, I got to be at my best. So I've gone back to, I used to take this krill omega 50 a number of years ago, and I've gone back to taking it now because they've added CoQ10. Purity has done a fabulous job of making krill omega 50 something you need to take every day. What a fabulous difference. My joints don't bother me. The aches that I've had, and I noticed this on my trip, moving my own luggage around and moving everybody else's luggage around. I'm a strong guy. No matter what, at my age and all through my life, I've been a very strong guy, and I'm very thankful for that. But sometimes I've overdone it. But I don't feel, now I feel like because of what is in this, the krill oil is fish oil. It is a combination of omega 50 plus CoQ10 plus this krill oil in one small little capsule. It's a little caplet that delivers these great health benefits. So if you are feeling your pain, I'm going to feel your pain. Your joints, with CoQ10, you feel the extra energy, too. That's why they put that together. And who doesn't need extra energy? Best of all, as a listener to this program, there's a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 waiting for you when you call 800-355-1493. Why don't you do it right now? Why would you get something free? You pay a couple of bucks for shipping, and that's it. Omega 50 plus CoQ10 from Krill. The folks at Purity Products want you to have a free bottle right now. Call 800-355-1493. Pay the shipping cost, I think it's $4.95, and the free bottle is on its way to you today. 800-355-1493. Request your free bottle now. Tell them Doug and the ladies from the DJB show sent you. Again, free bottle of this Krill Omega 50 at 800-355-1493.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time with Doug and more specifically Victoria Keelan, because this is one of her areas of expertise, although all the ladies are really good at technology, and because of my superb ability to stand aside when I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. It's easy. Brought to you by the folks at Vivint Smart Home, the number one smart home service provider in the United States of America. They want to make your home smarter and your life easier. Listen up, folks. This is a great family Christmas present. Ooh, am I talking about Christmas already? I guess it's okay now, because, by the way, have you seen the conversion or heard the conversion? All the Christmas stations, like overnight, all the Christmas music is everywhere now. It's very interesting. So people are thinking about what to do that's unusual and good for Christmas. And this Vivint system, which includes doorbell cameras and security cameras and smart thermostats and door locks and lights and window sensors, smoke detectors, you name it, you're connected in one unified network. And there are centralized controls that make it so easy for you to intuitively control your home. You don't have to walk through the house to flip switches by hand. Vivint. V-I-V-I-N-T. When you upgrade your home with this Vivint smart home technology, you get the power to arm security systems from your bed. I forgot to turn the alarm on, or I forgot to do this or do that. You just do it in your bed. It's so simple. Upgrade your home now with Vivint Smart Home. Automate climate controls for comfort. And by the way, you shave a lot of money. This is really why I have done this, or why I would recommend doing it as well. I was talking to my sister about this the other day. I don't know why, because we were talking on the phone. The phone connections, by the way, to Italy are better than the phone connections that we get here. Meredith, every time she'd call me, say, this is better. I'm getting a better signal, a stronger signal from you than I do when I call you at home. However, you want to figure that one out. Anyway, if you want to, and I could, by the way, if I had this Vivint on my home, I could have in Italy done what needed to be set the temperature of the thermostat at this place, or because it got cold and I needed to have heat in the house. Could have done that. I think I'm going to get this done by Christmas, I'm hoping anyway. Unlocking doors for visitors, all that kind of stuff. So let's get you on the path to figuring this out by calling 855-718-6167. You'll get the information on the Vivint Smart Home. You get a smart home system professional to come look at, see what you got to do and how it's set up and yada, yada. You're going to love this. The benefits from this product go on and on and on. 855-718-6167. I'm going to be talking more about this as time goes on, because this is an important consideration for you and your home security. 855-718-6167. Call them now for the information. Vivint Smart Home, 855-718-6167. So, Victoria, I'd forgotten that AT&T was buying Time Warner.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as part of it, are they going to sell off CNN? Is that the rumor?
Well, it's this deal has pretty much come to a screeching halt. This deal was agreed upon over a year ago, October of 2016. AT&T announced this big deal, and they, for whatever reason, the Department of Justice has been kind of going back and forth with them, making demands that they sell off their assets in order to get the deal approved. Yeah. There are a lot of rumors that, you know, when Trump was campaigning, he flat out said that he would use his influence to stop this deal from happening. So people are wondering now if the White House is influencing the Justice Department, and if that's what's happening. AT&T CEO is certainly wondering these things as well. He said yesterday in a statement he has no intention of selling CNN. It was never on the table to do that. And so right now they're going to go back to the drawing board and start negotiations again. This is an $85 billion bid to acquire Time Warner. Which they, you know, they were hoping to have this all wrapped up by now.
Yeah.
And so AT&T has bought DirecTV, and Time Warner would bring them TNT, and of course CNN is already one of their properties. So this would be a big deal, but in the past they've had representatives from the DOJ say that, you know, there was nothing that seemed like a red flag, except now all of a sudden there's all these red flags. So it could be some politics at play here,
right.
And AT&T is not happy about that.
So CNN is not an asset, although AT&T is trying to be, you know, another, like, Universal was bought out by Comcast. They're all trying to get into this business. CNN being sold, if they did have to sell it, the only people who are going to buy it are somebody else who's in the same business. So there's going to be collusion and antitrust no matter where you go. Some guy off the street's not going to buy CNN. Ted Turner doesn't exist anymore in that world. So, anyway, this looks like a bunch of, there's a few red herrings here. I think you're right, Victoria. 59 after the hour, Tech Talk time on the DJB Show.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.